This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have a question about music. It was actually sent by one of the youngsters who put it in the suggestion box. He says, at what extent is music haram? That's the question right here.
Yes. Bismillah, salam rasulullah. The former dahib agreed that music instruments are haram. Mm-hmm. And I want to take this opportunity to differentiate between two things.
Okay.
That some people sometimes either misunderstand or mislead people with it. Which is, there is a debate exists among some of the scholars in regard to singing, al-ghina.
Okay.
And some people mix between this and music. As far as I know, there is an agreement on the music instruments. But there are some scholars in Medina and some ulama, they talked about singing. You know, is it allowed, is it not allowed, is it haram before the Nasr, because it's fitna, because what cause, and all this kind of debate. But like just full-fledged music, you know, that's something that agreed upon between the fuqaha, rahimahumullah, or at least the overwhelming majority of the fuqaha, rahimahumullah. I'm not claiming he's a consensus, but I'm saying the overwhelming number in the fuqaha al-madahib, they agree and it is haram. As Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, that the four madahib agreed on the hurmat alat al-azf, or alat al-musiqa, or alat al-ghina.
The musical instruments.
And this is something should be avoided, and the Muslim should avoid that. طيب. Another point. We have to, in my opinion, there is a difference between doing the music and listening to the music.
Or hearing it.
Okay. So yeah. Listening.
Difference also between hearing and listening.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I will talk, exactly. Okay. So when it comes to listening to the music, there is, you listen to it for the purpose of listening to it or just hearing it. Mm-hmm. It can be a background in a app that you use and use, or you are in a restaurant and there is a music playing, you know, as a background. Mm-hmm. You as a Muslim, you're not supposed to do this background music. But if it exists, it will not make this whole entire toy or game or whatever you're watching make
or
it
haram. Video that
documentary,
for example.
Yeah, so it will, in my opinion, will not be haram because you're not listening to it, you're just hearing it, and there's a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, you're basically action based on intention. Some people say, طيب, what would you do with Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu when he heard, you know, somebody play, playing with the float, and he put his fingers in his ear? I said, that's exactly why I'm saying this. Ibn Umar did this as a tawarru' to make the point. But he did not tell the man with him, or his servant, close your eyes, your ear too. Right. He asked him, did he finish? If it was haram, it has to be haram for both of them.
Right.
Exactly, so that means he did not tell him that. Because he's just not listening to it, just hearing it. Mm-hmm. So that evidence is not really a very strong argument, in my opinion, to say that it is not allowed. Also, that lead me to say, instruments, some instruments was allowed in certain circumstances. Like, for example, in Eid, which is a duf, okay? And also were allowed in the wedding.
A duf is like a drum, the repercussion.
Yeah, a drum that has one side,
right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allowed to use that in the case of Eid, celebrating Eid or wedding. Also, in allowed it, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when in a time of very special, happy occasion.
Like wedding?
No, other than the wedding and okay. Eid. That's why when a woman, in Sahih Muslim, a woman came and said, Ya Rasulallah, Inni nadartu an adruba ad-duffa ala ra'sika in raddaka Allahu salima. Ya Rasulullah, I made a promise that I will play with the duf and be celebrating your return safe. So it's a victory, it's something good, you know, yeah. something very special. So from this also we can say in a very special occasion, very happy occasion, maybe you can use the duf as well, maybe a newborn baby, maybe graduations and stuff like that. But are we supposed to limit this to the duf, or can we expand this to other musical instruments?
This
so when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we're restricting it to the occasions. Can also, do we have to strict also the instrument, which is a duf, or it can be said, no, we can expand these to other instruments as well. You'll see that there is almost an agreement in the fuqaha rahimahullah, and they will, the overwhelming, will say, no, restrict it to the duf itself.
To the instrument itself.
To the yes. instrument, which is the duf. Not to open the door for pianos and like guitars and like, so that's an area where I think you can might find a room for debate and more looking into those. But it restricted to these occasions. It's not like exactly. for mm-hmm. open door for.
It doesn't become like a musical lifestyle.
Yes,
like your lifestyle is based on music. It's like.
Yeah.
You're doing it daily, yes.
Another thing I want to say here also, when it comes to music, some of the scholar talked about, if there is a music, the whole music is about tarab, it's about this rhythm that, you know, yeah. it looks like almost as Ibn Qayyim said, intoxicate the
yeah.
person,
mm-hmm.
you know, touch the heart, and it's like,
it makes you cry
over.
Sometimes,
yeah,
it makes
exactly.
you laugh, right?
Yeah, hyped up. And that's why al-ulama allowed, for example, drums in the war, the Hanabila and others allowed it. Why? Because it gives you that excitement
mm-hmm.
and strength, and also put fear in the heart
right.
of the enemy, you know, and get the people so riled up in the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want something like that. It's like a drug that give you that strong boost. In a regular life style or like a time, what are you going to do with that energy? What is it like for? It is like, and that's why you see a lot of time music associated with haram, with dancing, with zina, with adultery, with, you know, drugs, with a lot of time it's associated, not all the time, but a lot of time associated with this. And I think that's part of the hype that you
right.
get from listening to these to
it's,
the music.
It's like emotional manipulation.
Like, what if we say, can I use the music in a way in a way that it will not lead to this? It's not meant for a tarab. It's not meant for, you know, put you in the mood. No, it is basically just an introduction to get your attention. Like,
mm-hmm.
dun, dun, like something like
right.
that, just to get your
yeah.
attention, like for news, for something like, you know, now he's coming in and you do this in background.
Right.
I have heard some of the scholars argue that this type is not what the Sharia came to make it haram and forbidden.
Okay.
I don't have personally a position about this, like to say it's halal or anything like that. I still think it should be avoided. And I will end with this. The reality is this. The reality that music today, the world, the industrial music today, it's about what? It's about things that no Muslim will ever allow. All these video clips, all MTVs, all this like, you know, records, all this, you know, musicians and singers and pop, the pop culture and all this kind of things. What is it calling people to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind everybody with what Ibn Mas'ud said. Wallahi la yajtami'ani fi qalbi mu'min. Will never be in the heart of a mu'min. The love for music and the singing and the love for the Quran.
Yes.
One of them will kick the other one out.
Yes.
So, I met a brother who not doing this kind of bad singing. He's actually doing some nasheed art, but use music instruments. And he's very famous. I'm not going to mention his name. So I met him in one of the conferences and I asked him a question. I said, I wanted to ask you a question. We get close, so I asked him a question. I said, Habibi, tell me with all honesty, how's your relationship with the Quran?
Wow. That's right.
Wallahi, Sheikh, he looked at me and he put his head down. And he was in tears. And he said, Wallahi Sheikh Waleed, nobody asked me this question for a long time. But I lost it.
Wow.
I lost that touch, that love for the Quran. Even when I read the Quran, I still think of the rhythm, the rhythm of the music goes, and more than anything else.
Yes.
And he was crying.
Yeah, that's wow.
And I just remember what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said. So, why shababna, why our young men and women and today are not attached to the Quran? Why it is so hard for kids to tell me, Quran is very hard to memorize. Allah said, يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah made the Quran easy. It's not just the barrier of language.
Because the majority of those who memorize the Quran are not Arab.
Yeah, it's the barrier between your heart and the Quran. That's the problem. And that barrier is built through the love for this music and constant listening to it. And being into it. I also remember in one of my classes, a brother came to me and he was a new Muslim and he was so into the music world. And he told me, Sheikh, what's the ruling in music and singing? He's a rapper. And I told him, he said to me that he had a gold record, something like that. I think maybe 1 million copy or something like that, like he sold. Of his songs or his album. He's a new Muslim, so I said to him, you know, you don't need to worry about this right now. He said, no, Sheikh, I want to know. Because I heard people saying that's halal. I said, it's not halal. He said, alhamdulillah. I was like shocked when he said, alhamdulillah. I said, why? He said, Sheikh, all my life was in the music world. Sheikh, he told me this. He said, music and songs, it's a way of life.
Right.
And Islam is a way of life.
It's like
they are very different ways of lives.
It's like a religion.
It teaches you everything, how to live your life. Mm-hmm. And they're not the same. You know, I never forget that moment. It was Madrasa Islamiyah when I used to teach there. So what I'm saying here, be careful about your heart. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the love for music and songs and yumbitu nifaq fil qalb, it creates hypocrisy in the heart. You know, that the double standard, I love the Quran, but in reality I'm not attached to it. You can make whatever claim, but again, I'm talking about the people who are so relaxed about it, listen to it, into it. You know, I'm not talking about you watching a program and it has a music background, or like maybe a documentary or a movie or something like that has in the background, or you're not like going to listen to it purposely. You know, this is an area where I see, you know, in the gray area, yes, the person tried their best, but I'm talking about the person who you need completely merged into this.
Immersed in it, yes.
Immersed in
right.
it. Even the gray area, try to reduce it as much as you can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our heart and cleanse our heart from the love of the thing that Allah have said, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ.
Wow.
And the salt of shaitan, as Ibn Abbas and others said, al-ghina.
And
Abu Bakr. النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ.
Right.
لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. Ibn Abbas said, is al-ghina, the singing.
And Abu Bakr called it مزمار الشيطان.
Shaitan في بيت رسول الله.
The instrument, yeah, the instrument of Satan. Yeah.
And the Prophet said, no, they are in my, that's a eid. So that's a lot, that shows you that there is, the permissibility has to do with the time and occasions.
Right.
So I understand that music is something that people appreciate, people you know,
express their thoughts.
Even children, when you listen to music, they cannot. It's a natural thing for. That's why Sharia allowed it in certain time, right. Certain occasions, but not for all the time. And we don't. What we need to focus on, in my opinion, is the reality of what people listen to today. What's people learning from, you know, I don't want to mention name, but what people learning from Madonna? What people learning from,
She's old school. You have new ones now.
What are you learning from Taylor Swift? What are you learning from, we can go on all these names today. What are you learning from, what's the message that you get?
What kind of role model
are
they?
Yeah, unfortunately. And I don't want to make name to pick on certain individual, but what's the message that our community, our youth are learning? Yes, I'm not saying that those people don't have maybe some good message too. I don't know because I don't listen to them. But I think in general, the message, the image, the clothing, the model that you're presenting to people is not a good one. It's not a good according to our deen, at least.
And by their own... by their own slip of the tongues, I mean, these artists like Beyonce and even Kanye West and all these artists, like Beyonce said, when she's on the stage, she feels like she's a different person. She's not the person that she lives in real life, and that she feels like she is kind of like possessed or something. I'm not trying to... It's like there's a persona to it that really is very dangerous and invites people to a complete satanic lifestyle. And that has been in there.
And in these concerts, a lot of drugs, a lot of haram things happen, closeness to each other's, So there's a lot of things also in these concerts, not allowed Muslim to think about being taking part of it.
One of the lyrics that, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Kahari, Kanye West, when he said, my body is my temple, right? Yeah, so what does that even mean? He sings it, and our youth, I heard students that were my students, repeating these words. I mean, what does it mean to say my body is my temple? And, there is a spiritual aspect to it that is not, aligned with Islam at all.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, I know I don't want to prolong this question more than it should. Why did you have reservation in telling the brother when he told him, don't worry about this right now, because he was a new Muslim, just converted to Islam.
Yeah, because you have to set priorities when new Muslims, especially things that people are so attached to at heart to get rid of.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I'm not allowed to tell a new Muslim lie. If you ask me halal, I'm not allowed to tell him it's halal, then surprise you later, by the way, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I can delay the ruling, explaining the ruling until
he's ready.
He's strong
in iman.
His iman stronger than love for Allah, stronger than the love for music. Mm-hmm. But if his love for Allah is not strong enough now, but his attached dunya is more beloved to him than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're willing to give Allah, because you'll go with what you love the most, what you attach to the most.
Okay. Jazakallah khair.
Yaksha. Barakallah.